Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything, there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing the message of the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone. Coming to you today with another message from the divine. They want to talk about self-respect. Now, when people have self-respect, they actually have the ability to respect others. When they have self-respect, they learn to not make excuses for others. They learn how to not make excuses for yourself. So respect is not something that is granted. Self-respect is something that is earned, and respect of any kind is also earned. It's never granted, it's earned. You earn the right to have respect. When you act and behave in a respectful manner towards yourself and towards others. Now, one of the biggest issues that people have is making excuses. And when we make excuses for ourselves, okay, everybody does it. Everybody has one excuse or some excuse somewhere in their life to stop them from being their ultimate self, their ultimate life, living their ultimate beauty, joy, grace, divineness. There always is something that goes with it. Okay? Now, sometimes we make an excuse on a daily basis. I'm tired. I don't feel good. I don't want to do that. I don't like him. I don't like them. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter what the excuse is, but we make excuses. Now, when I see people, or when we see people that have a very sad life, a very restricted life, a very miserable life sometimes, it's because somewhere in their childhood, they have made an excuse for them not to live their life fully. They can have that excuse of their parents, of their upbringing, how much money they had, how they were raised, whatever that is. I'm not pretty enough, I'm not tall enough, I'm not skinny enough, they won't like me because I wear glasses, whatever the excuse is. So if you go back into your childhood and recognize that that excuse you still have, you still owned it, and it's owned it so deeply inside of yourself that every single time you get to a place of success, you will absolutely drop. You'll do it every single time. You'll self-destruct, okay? Even in the smallest of ways. Even in the smallest of ways, you're going to self-destruct because you have an excuse that you live by, that you've programmed yourself with, okay? So if you can go back and erase that excuse, erase the excuse, like delete it. Like if you're on a computer, you're deleting the file. It doesn't exist anymore. If you can delete that and replace it with something positive, okay? The key to replacing things is you must replace something with something positive. You can't just leave a hole there or you put another excuse there. So when you live with no excuse, absolutely no excuse, you can have no excuse left in your life other than to be your ultimate self. Our energy rises. Our energy gets better, it gets more profound, we become happier, we become lighter, and we don't allow other people or ourselves to be put in a situation for other people to disrespect us. Okay. We look at our boss. If our boss is being disrespectful to others or to ourselves, we won't stay in that job anymore. We'll leave the job because it's against who we are. It's being disrespectful to us. Because if I have my own personal respect for myself, I don't allow other people to disrespect me. And I don't allow myself to disrespect others. I just move into a different space, into a different place, in a different way, so that I'm away from that disrespect. Now, calling people out on their disrespectful manner, I'm not saying for you to do it or not do it. We can say, don't disrespect me again. But the real reason that they're disrespecting you is because they don't have self-respect themselves. You have to recognize that they, those other people, don't have self-respect. So when you own your self-respect, you cannot have excuse anymore. You cannot lend excuse to someone else. You can't say, well, they probably had a bad day. That's why they came home and beat me. Oh, you know, they've had it rough lately, so that's why they're all angry all the time. No, you're making excuses for bad behavior, and you're making excuses for people that don't have personal self-respect. When people have self-respect and they've had a bad day, they go work through that bad day for themselves and say, okay, that was a bad day, and those rough things happened to me, and tomorrow's going to be better. Or I think I could have handled this a little bit better, and tomorrow I'm going to make it better. Or I'm going to actually call that person right now because I wasn't being authentic to them and respecting them. And I'm going to call them right now and apologize for what I said, what I did or didn't do, and that I should have. And then I'll clean it up right now. One of the greatest aspects of having personal self-respect is when you wake up in the morning, you're going to do your best with no excuses, because you can't have one when you have self-respect, because you've earned the right. You've earned the right to live fully. You've earned the right to live joyfully. You've earned the right to give love, to receive love, to have the ability to shine, the ability to honor yourself, to honor your life, to honor other people, to honor the situation that you're in. And by the end of the day, when you go to lay down at night, you can say, I did really well. I did my best on this one, and I can't make excuse. And if I haven't done my best on this one, I'm going to clean it up right now. I'm going to do the thing I needed to do earlier in the day, but I'm going to do it before I go to sleep tonight. People have anxiety. People have stress. People have all these things because they're living a lie. They're making excuses for themselves. And so when they go to sleep at night, there's all this anxiousness. They don't sleep well. They have all of these physical issues because they can't look at themselves in the mirror and say, I did my best. I have self-respect. I will never allow that person to treat me that way again. And I will always treat people with honor and respect, including myself. And myself first, when I have self-respect, I will respect others. That doesn't mean that they can treat me badly and I'm not going to treat them badly either. So self-respect is about honor. And again, it's earned. It is never given to you. Earn that right. Earn it. For yourself, for your life, for your family, for your work, for your integrity. Earn your self-respect. And I guarantee you others will respect you as soon as they see you, because we own it. Much love and many blessings to you all. Be kind to yourself. Speak kind words to yourself and to others. Respectful, honorable, balanced, loving, kind, peaceful, and happily.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money, effortless and easy, everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You have been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing to this video.